An unexplainable yearning is carrying people into the air. Perhaps it is a dream from childhood, or the desire to leave daily routine far below and see the world from another point of view. Whatever it might be, something irresistible energizes people to fly. Within less than two decades, hang gliding and paragliding have become two of the most popular air sports worldwide. More than 100,000 people are doing this fascinating sport within Europe alone. Step in and let yourself be captured by the quiet gliding through the air that makes the dream of flying come true. Hang gliding has its origins in airspace research. During the 60s, NASA engineer Francis Rogello developed wings like boat sails to carry space capsules and other loads. Bamboo and cellophane were the first materials for young enthusiasts. Today's hang gliders have computer-designed wings and are made from modern materials such as carbon fiber, stainless steel and aluminium. They have weights from 20 to 40 kilograms and wingspans of 10 to 15 meters. To take off, the pilot aligns the glider's nose against the wind, and after a few steps down the hill, he becomes airborne. Lying in a comfortable harness, fixed to the hang glider's center of gravity, the pilot can shift his body in all directions. By shifting his body to one side, the glider starts to circle in this direction. Thermal upwinds carry the glider to the clouds. If the lift is strong enough, skilled pilots stay in the air for several hours and fly cross-country distances of more than 300 kilometers. For landing, the pilot only needs an open space free of obstacles. By following a carefully trained landing pattern, pilots should be able to land right on the spot. On the final glide, the pilot gets into an upright position and finishes his flight by pushing the control bar right out. The sport of paragliding has its roots in parachute jumping. In the mid-80s, rapid developments allowed to replace simple parachutes with high-performance canopies. The complete equipment weighs about 15 kilograms and fits in a large rucksack. Paragliders must be inflated to become a real flying wing. To do this, the pilot first spreads out the canopy and frees the lines from all tangles. A few steps down the hill and against the wind inflates the canopy. After a controlling look, the pilot then accelerates to a run and takes off. In stronger winds, the pilot inflates the canopy while facing it before turning around and taking off in the space of a few meters. Steering a paraglider is easy. With two control lines attached to the rear of the canopy, direction and speed may be regulated. Pulling one line induces a turn to this side. Paraglider pilots use updrafts like the birds to gain height. Special flying instruments such as variometers and altimeters help pilots to optimize their climb rate. Under the right conditions, even small hills provide sufficient lift for hours of flying fun. As with hang gliders, paragliders can land on open spaces against the wind. By pulling both control lines, the paraglider pilot slows the canopy down to land at a gentle run. Hang gliding in paragliding training is similar to that of sailplane pilots. Every European country has its own training centers with qualified instructors. If the weather conditions permit, practical training is often possible on the very first day of the program. After first explanations, students begin with simple inflation and start exercises on a gentle slope. As the training progresses, longer and higher slopes are used and the first short flights are experienced. Practical training is supplemented with theoretical lessons. Airspace laws, aerodynamics, metrology, equipment testing, and even nature conservation are included. Hang gliders and paragliders are tested similar to sailplanes. Specially designed test vehicles and testing methods guarantee equal safety standards for aerodynamic tests and loading tests. The limits of safe operation are determined by test pilots over several test flights. Regular checks and component maintenance ensure that older flying equipment remains safe and airworthy. From its beginnings, hang gliding and paragliding has been traditionally conducted in the mountains. All open spaces such as grazing land or ski areas may serve as launch sites. With the introduction of winches, flatland flying has seen rapid developments in recent years. Similar to sailplanes, hang gliders and paragliders can be towed up on a line. After release, pilots search for thermal updrafts to gain height and fly cross-country. Attainable heights depend on the size of the airfield and the local wind strengths. Hang gliders may also be towed in the air by other microlight aircraft. Meanwhile, a convenient launch method for flatlands. Nowadays, hang gliders often fly longer distances over flatlands than they can over mountains. Microlight tow launching is a safe and proven method to get hang gliders into the air. All recent hang gliding world championships took place outside mountains.